Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back in hour number two. Glad to have you with us on what I've been calling a Louisiana Sportsman Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo Show kind of weekend. Joining us now is the director for the show, Mr. Jack Fisher, who is probably a very, very busy guy. Show opened up at 3 o'clock yesterday, shut down at 9, but two more big days to go. Jack, good morning. How's the show been so far?
Good morning, Don. It's been great. We had we opened Friday yesterday at 3, and we had a great crowd. And based on the number of things I saw people walking around with, they found things they liked.
Well, I'll tell you what, your show is the kind of show where you got to plan to spend several hours, if not a couple days there, if you're going to see everything, talk to everybody, and take in all the demonstrations. Kind of give us the rundown. The doors will open at 10 this morning. What are visitors going to be treated to today?
Well, we have a full selection of seminars today, which will be anchored by professional bass angler Cliff Crochet. He's doing some seminars for us today, and there are other seminars. We have our dog performers fetching fish, great act with dogs doing obedience skills and jumping and acting like idiots sometimes, and they are hilarious. The people like them.
They love them.
And then wall to wall is just product, boats, motors, fishing poles, anything for fishing, lots of stuff for hunting, outfitters from across the world. As I think I said, boats. We have more boats this year than we've had in the past.
You know, Jack, the show in Gonzales is a wonderful event, but the one thing I've heard people say, man, I wish they had more hunting there. This show is obviously heavy into hunting because of the timing. This is really prime time for hunters to get the jump on the season and get the gear that they need. And if you can do it at special pricing, man, this is the time to do it.
There are deals there. It is hunting oriented in some sections of the show. We have two great retailers with archery equipment there. We have Ray Shagnard doing some Matthews stuff. And then we're anchored, the whole show is anchored by Puglia's. They're primarily fishing, but lots of stuff for hunting and fishing.
I heard they've got, is this accurate, 4,000 square feet, Puglia's?
That's correct. Wow. That's correct. And he's got a lot of factory reps in there representing their lines. Each factory takes a section, sets up product that Anthony has purchased at really strong prices, and it's a hot spot at the show. There'll be a lot of people in there all day.
All right, big question, Jack. What did you set the thermostat on in the dome? Because it is hot right now.
I was told by the Superdome staff that the dome is always 72 degrees on the inside.
Oh, man, now you're talking my language. Well, when people get back in, they're headed out now, a lot of them, to go do some fishing, take advantage of, you know, they were holed up last weekend with Barry. Nobody went. But as soon as they head back, they're going to get cleaned up and come down there. And you're open till what time tonight?
Till 9 p.m.
All right, very good. Well, it's a great show. What is the cost? I know if you got kids, tomorrow will be your day because you're letting kids under 12 in absolutely free, and that's a great break. What's the cost for the adults?
Adults are $12, and kids, I think, 6 to 13 or $6.
And what about food? Should somebody maybe plan on having lunch there? Or?
Yes, the Superdome has a food court set up on the floor in one section, one of the corners. Full complement of food. They've got gumbo. They have hamburgers, hot dogs. They have some jambalaya. We try to have some Louisiana food in the mix at our show.
Well, very good. Jack, I'll be looking for you as soon as I get out of here. I'm headed your way and looking forward to strolling between the aisles. You know, it looks crazy. You walk into the Superdome and you expect to see two goalposts on each end and stripes on the floor, but it ain't so right now. It looks like a sportsman's paradise with boats and motors and shotguns, and you're hearing people quacking on duck calls. Boy, what a place to be.
Yep. Yesterday was a good day. Everybody seemed to be having fun, and few more hours, we'll do it again today.
Well, Jack, we're going to check back with you a little bit later on, and maybe you can kind of tell us what's coming up for tomorrow as far as the demonstrations and the exhibits from some of the pros if people want to take in those seminars. Because I know a lot of people, even if they've got, or they think they've got all the gear they need, when they come there, they change their mind and they end up picking something up. But a lot of people love to talk to these pros like Cliff Crochet and some of the people like Sammy from Shags, a professional on the bow tune-ups and that kind of thing. So we'll talk with you later about that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack. We'll see you soon. Jack Fisher, show director for Louisiana Sportsman Show, Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo. If you're not had plans to go, you might want to make some. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to someone who you will meet there, probably today, maybe tomorrow, too. I'm talking about Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. His slogan we give him is, have boat, we'll travel. We're back with his fishing report right after this timeout. And the Mike Gallo Fishing Report is brought to you by CETO. You know them. They offer fuel drops wherever and whenever you need it. Tow-ins 24-7. Jump start you if you got electrical problems. And mostly what you're getting is peace of mind because you know that a rescue is just one call away. You get all of that for $179 for an entire year. Become a member. A couple ways to do it. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. Sign up online at CETO.com. And I just bet if you're at the Sportsman Show in the Superdome today, you will find CETO and they can sign you up right there. Another person going to be at the Louisiana Sportsman Show is Captain Mike Gallo. And the question is, Mike, are you fishing first and going, or are you going to make a day of it at the Dome?
No, I'll make a day of it at the Dome, Don. I was in the Dome yesterday. A lot of nice products, a lot of new products going on in there. It's a good show, a lot of traffic. Some of the old standbys that we see on a regular basis, Dockside Marine is in there with some of their boats, Metro Boating. We see the Gator Tracks boats, the four-wheelers, lots of products, new rods and reels by Penn and Abu Garcia. New lures from Matrix, kind of what we're used to seeing. There's some new boats. There's a boat called a Camus, a new boat. Nice looking boat, a 26-footer, T-top on it. Has a sort of a tunnel hull, which is new for a boat of that size. So there's a lot of products to see. Standard Mapping has their e-card. And Glenn Schur is there to answer any questions about whether you're using it in a Lowrance unit or even a Garmin unit, which they recently started to work with. And there's folks like Wish to Fish. As you said, CETO's there running their 14-month special. So it's a good show. I'll be in the Skeeter boats over in Dockside Marine answering questions about Skeeter boats. And, of course, talking fishing, a lot of talk about the spillway and how it's going to affect us for the fall. What has Barry done? Has it flushed out the water? Those common kind of questions. But so far, it's a good show, and I'm sure tomorrow during the – I'm sure today during the middle of the day when it's as hot as possible outside, a lot of people will come into the Dome and – that's when we'll have a lot of traffic. Like you said, the Dome's going to be 72 degrees and outside will be 102. So,
yeah, and 80% humidity. I'm sure I'll bump into you there. Yeah. Have you gotten a chance to fish since Barry, since the surge, and what impact did it have? And how about infrastructure at places like Wrigley's Marina, Lake Catherine Island Marina, those places? They all fared pretty good?
Yeah, everybody fared out just fine. A little higher water up on the docks. Clean sediment off. I did make a run on Thursday. I like before I take clients out into the marsh, I like to run my routes, make sure sandbars hadn't formed somewhere that they've never been before, and I run aground. If I'm a run aground, I want to run aground by myself, not with clients. They give me a chance to look at the water and see how the bait situation's going on in the water. Still plenty of redfish in the Biloxi Marsh. It's the standard pattern. Look for the biggest concentration of mullet that you can find. And spoons and spinners have been working really well in those areas. I did get a report. I haven't done it myself, but I did get a report of some trout coming from the exterior islands, Brush Island, Isla Pete, Martin Island, out in those areas. And as we get into next week, I get some good weather, I'm going to make a run to those islands myself, and that way I'll have a firsthand report for you next week on the trout situation, like I said, if I'm able to get out there.
Well, I think the big question is going to be, you know, certainly that surge helped those areas there by bringing in salty water with bait and mixing with all that fresh and busting up algal blooms and that kind of thing. But the problem is the spillway is still open. The conditions are still prime for blooms. And is it going to be closed in time to mitigate the damage that it's going to do by getting back in there again? But, hey, only thing you can do is enjoy it while it's there.
Yeah. You know, Don, on a normal year, without making the long run out to Brush Island and those exterior islands, I don't start seeing speckled trout until, say, mid-September. So I think if we get the spillway closed towards the end of July or maybe even early August, by mid-September we should see some water clearing, and a lot of those fish that were 10 inches now or 11 inches now become keepers. They grow to be 12 inches long and over that into late September. And that's when those speckled trout, that's when they sort of go on a feeding frenzy, kind of like a bear stocking up for the winter when it's going to be lean. So I think we'll have a good fall. And, of course, you and I will talk many times between now and fall so we can keep our finger on how that's progressing. But I think we'll have a good fall. And the reason I say that, I'm hearing lots of undersized fish being caught in with the keepers that are along those exterior islands. And like I say, those fish will move in the fall. Spillway should be closed. Bait situation continually getting better. So that's what I'm looking forward to, fall fishing. And, of course, we won't have near as much heat.
Well, very good. Mike, people can find you on my website, the aaofla.com, and they can find your phone number there, too. But how are they going to find you in the dome? Where are they? Give us directions when we come in through the front door where you're going to be.
Well, right when you walk in the front door, you'll walk straight down the main aisle, and I'll be down about, let's see, I'm going to guess, if you came in the door, you'd be in the end zone. So middle of the dome would be the 50-yard line. I'm probably going to be on the 40-yard line on the far side on the right. And I'll be right by that big Camus 26-foot boat. It's got a big 400 Mercury on the back of it, big boat. I'll be sitting in a skeeter boat right on the side of it, talking with folks about fishing like you and I do, and talking about boating and new boats and new products and things like that. So it'll be pretty easy to find me.
All right. Well, I'll see you then in a few hours.
Sounds good, Don. Looking forward to it.
All righty. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, who runs one of those beautiful boats. All right. And, well, we got Eric Mahabarak standing by. We're going to come back with him. And you know what he does? He pedals for his fish. Some people paddle. Some people pedal. And some choose to use motors, but not Eric. He's a kayak guy. He's back with a report right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our stroking/paddling/pedaling report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in Mid-City of New Orleans, Covington, Baton Rouge. They've got the best kayak models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, and Native Watercraft. Check it all out on their website at MasseyOutfitters.com or check them out on their Facebook page. And one of the guys who does the reports is Captain, in quotations, Quint Eric Mahabarak. In fact, on my webpage, his picture is up there, and you know, we're asking you to pick which one is him and which one is Captain Quint, or is neither one. And right now, the numbers look like this. They say the one on the right is 57%, 11% think it's the one on the left, and 35% think they're both imposters. Neither is Captain Quint. We'll have that answer for you coming up on our show on, I think the poll ends on August 2nd. So cast your vote. Go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com and have some fun with that. All right, Eric joins us now. Eric, what's going on in the kayak paddling world, my friend?
Wow. Where do you want to start off with? Let's start off with those two kayakers that was picked up.
Yeah, what is that? That was Friday with Barry out in the Gulf. I can't believe that, man.
Yeah, Friday. My friend who's got a CETO West Bank, Rob Buck, he just hit me with that report. The Port Authority had to run down the river and pick these two people up from Port Eads. You know, I mean, I understand they're from out of town and they don't know, and that's why there's guides out there like myself and other guides that they can ask. But people need to stay out that river and in them kayaks. You know, if going down the river, you're not going to get back up. You can't call CETO. They're not going to come get you. You have to call the first responders, Coast Guard, Port Authority, police departments and stuff. And that ties those guys up. So, you know, I don't even know how to even put the word out about, you know, it's just foolish to go down the river like that in a kayak right now.
Well, especially with a tropical storm moving around out there, too. It's just insanity. Well, let's talk about more sane things. I want to talk about Chris Holmes with that tarpon, man.
Man, they've been nailing them. Brandon Barton and Chris Holmes were fishing Friday morning, and they were in a school anywhere from 100 to 200 tarpon. They were around. The tarpon hung out for 2 hours. They did land one. Chris landed one about 100 pounds. Barton did hook up with one, fought it for a little while. Of course, we know how tarpon are. It's very difficult fish to land, very difficult fish to hit. He missed his. But they said that the tarpon were rolling and rolling and rolling, and the frustration was so built up. And then finally, Chris hooked up with one, and he landed one, and it was pretty good. They actually caught him on a fish called a leatherback. I don't know if people are familiar with that. You'll get them catching your bait on sabiki rigs. And what, I don't know if people know what a sabiki rig is. It's like five little jigs, baby, like minute jigs. And you jig it on the bottom with a weight, and you get smaller fish to eat it. But these leatherbacks, it's kind of like a mackerel, except it has these fins that go down his back. And if you get stuck by them, it's pretty, I'd say it's close or worse than a hardhead catfish thing. Hmm. But they were, that's what Chris caught that on.
And where were they?
They were in Pensacola, right out in Pensacola. They actually launched at the public beach over that way.
And those tarpon were close enough to paddle to, or did they get a mothership trip out there that brought them out?
No, they go on. You go right off the beach.
Wow.
When I caught mine 2 years ago, mine was literally right on the beach when I caught him. And then, you know, I've seen them, you know, all the way out in the Gulf, but they literally where the surf was breaking is when I caught that big one. But you go anywhere, the best area, 10 to 20 feet of water you go hang out in, which is basically past, like right past the sometimes second, third sandbar, and you just look. I like to head up current, whichever way the current's, you know, coming. I like to head into it, because the fish are swimming. Well, they're migrating west. Remember that. So head east, basically, is what I'm saying. And you can see them coming. It looks big, giant flashes. You'll see come, you know, the light will hit them. And it's really something to see out there. You know, the water's so pretty and everything over that way. But really a phenomenal fish to catch, you know, big, giant fish in a kayak to go airborne 8 feet out the water.
Yeah, that's the most exciting fish I've ever caught. And I can only imagine what it's like doing it in a kayak. But, you know, you can't go out there undergunned. I would suggest people strongly contact you and get a little advice on how to rig up if you're going to be going out there fooling with those big boys.
Yeah, that's no problem. Even, and I also got friends who guide over there. If they want to do that, they can hit me up. I'll pass the number on to them.
Now, where's that picture of Chris? I was going to ask you about his picture.
I did share that on my Facebook page. Brandon actually took the pictures, and it is on my Facebook page that people can go to and check it out. That's the Louisiana Kayak Company, and they can check out that picture. It's a beautiful shot, too. I really do appreciate that.
Chris takes – not only does he a good subject to take a picture of, but he does pretty good photography. He's won a lot of awards in our writer association for some of his photography. He's a great fisherman and a good communicator, too. So what else is going on since the storm? I know Point of Shen, a lot of people go down there. They had that special kayak launch. What a sad story that is, huh?
I don't know much about that. The docks got washed away, as far as I know. I know a few other marinas that had some of the same damage and stuff, but they're repairing it. It's not that big a deal, you know. But other than that, we got some good red fishing going on in the marsh down at Reggio. They've been, you know, the high water came in and pushed all of that you know, I'm going to say it's not stagnant, but still water, let's say. You know how the marsh kind of gets in them ponds, it'll heat up real hot and stuff. And pushed a lot of, I'm going to say this is kind of weird, cool water and oxygenated, oxygenated the water. And it seems to help the marsh, especially in the ponds. When you get back in them deep duck ponds that have been kind of congested with weeds and stuff, it kind of cleans them out a little bit and get a lot more oxygen, allows the fish to get around. So that's pretty good. You know, and a lot of people still throw in the weedless stuff, you know, spoons, jerk baits, spinner blades, things like that. You know, and then, I mean, yellow cotton, same thing. Well, they actually use them popping corks along the Roseau canes. Just launch yellow cotton marine and head north and work them Roseau canes until you hit a school of redfish. You know, and then like y'all was saying earlier, Grand Isle, that's phenomenal. You know, big fish in the front, you know, 2-3 pounds, maybe you get a 5-pounder. And then the smaller fish in the back, you can get a limit in the back of the islands. You gotta work through the small ones though, so that's all part of it.
You know what else is catching on, Eric, and this would be a good time and a good place at Elmer's Island, Grand Isle, crabbing from a kayak.
Yeah, you know, that's good. They just had an article in the Sportsman about that. Chris Holmes had written. Speaking of Chris Holmes, he put a whole article out there about crabbing out the kayak. That's fairly easy to do. That's something you can do with the kids, too. You know, throw the kid in the back of the kayak and pedal along and throw out the nets and then come back and pick up the nets and dump them in a little basket, you know, strapped to the front of the kayak or something, or strap the kid to the front of a kayak if you got to. But great times down there at Grand Isle, you know, I mean, that's one of the best things you take to the family down there, and that's a good spot for them to learn, you know, go on the backside of the island, find a little beach, and, you know, let them get in the kayaks and start paddling around and stuff like that, and start learning how to use them.
Yeah, and they can stretch those short attention spans. You know, they can build sand castles and make little ponds and beachcomb and pick up shells and, you know, little fiddle of crabs. Yeah. All kind of stuff to fool with down there. It's a great place.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely, it is a great place.
Well, Eric, what's your plan today?
Today, my plan is the thing. I'm going to go stop by the Sportsman Show, go visit Anthony at Pugler's. Man, he's got, 4,000 square feet?
Yeah,
it seems like the. I mean, you've got more tackle than you shake a stick at over there. But he's got some great deals by Penn and Abu Garcia. I was looking at the page the other day, and you get a bag or something. You buy a reel, a can of tackle bag. Buy a reel and a rod or something. I can't remember exactly what the deal is with Penn. Abu, you get a shirt. You buy an ugly stick, you get a T-shirt. They got all kinds of stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
You know, some phenomenal, phenomenal deals that you don't get the rest of the year.
Well, so sounds good. Eric, give us your website one more time if people want to get in touch with you or maybe take a look at that picture, that beautiful picture, that tarpon in the kayak.
Yeah. My Facebook page is the Louisiana Kayak Company. Instagram is the Louisiana Kayak Company also. And an easiest way to get in touch with me is 504-313-8292.
Sounds good, Eric. Hope to see you at the show, my friend.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Eric Mohabarak, one of our paddling reporters. All right, we come back after this. You know what time it is? Yeah, we got 9 people who failed to get the message we put out about no mixing alcohol in the water on 4th of July weekend. Our Operation Dry Water will get you. It got them. We'll tell you this story coming back right after this. All right, getting lots of texts in. A lot of people headed out. Kevin Peel, Jeff Rogers, they're going south to Cocodrie, going to smack on some redfish. We got David Hubble, one of our Alabama buddies, wishing all those participating in today's Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Tournament a safe and fun weekend. I got one. They listened to us in Lake Charles. What's up with Captain Kirk? Captain Kirk's on every other week. You'll hear him next week. And also, I got an invitation to go hunting with, I tell you, these guys have got to be fun, huh? How can you go with Uncle Don Don, Bubba Chuck? They're heading out to get some snapper in Cobia. They're going to hope to stay dry. Mai was incredible before Barry, but yesterday the tuna are back. They showed up, and they would love for me to go hunting with them, and I'd love to do that. Uncle Don Don and Bubba Chuck. I don't know where Rabbit is today. I wonder why he missed out on it. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause. When we come back, it's Bad Boys and Girls of the Outdoors time. Their story right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, you can't say that the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Division didn't give fair warning. They put out press releases. We talked about it on this radio show. I did a TV feature on it. 4th of July weekend, they go into Operation Drywater, which is an increased intense search for boaters who may be under the influence while operating a boating vessel. Some people didn't get the message, and I got to tell you, in case you're not aware, in Louisiana, DWI can be issued for operating a moving vessel or a vehicle while you're impaired, and a first offense can be up to $1,000 and 6 months in jail. The same penalties and fines are on the road as well as on the water. It could include jail time, those heavy fines, and loss of your both driving and boating operator privileges. If you're cited for DWI on the water or the road, you can lose your driver's license and your boating privileges if a judge orders that in the case. And each one of those offenses also counts towards your total number of DWI crimes, whether it's water or road, no difference. Well, those who were arrested during that long 4th of July weekend, 25-year-old Ryan Jackson of Mooringsport on Caddo Lake, on Kincaid Lake, 48-year-old James Hastings of Alexandria, on Cane River, Melissa Strother, 47, of Alexandria, 28-year-old Evan P. Daigle of Lafayette, he was on Lake Bruin, William Persak, 65, of Baton Rouge, on the Joseph Harbor Canal in Cameron, Jonathan Arnold, 32, of Baton Rouge, on the Amy River Diversion Canal, over in Bayou Chevrolet in James Parish, it was Holly Douay, 32, of Thibodeau, 30-year-old Morgan McGinley of Alexandria, that was on Kincaid Lake, and to kind of stretch it out geographically, on False River, 37-year-old John D. Guerin Jr. of Ventris, Louisiana, our bad boys and girls of the outdoors. When will they ever learn? Alcohol and water definitely does not mix, especially on a 4th of July weekend. If you're going to be drinking, don't operate a boat or at least get a designated driver. You can lose a lot. All right, we come back after this. We're going to hunt for the Plastic Man down there in Burris, Cajun Fishing Adventures. They had a few problems down there, but I think he came out of it pretty good. We'll find out if the fishing has been restored in that area following the passage of Tropical Storm and turned into Hurricane Barry right after this timeout. He absolutely abhors fishing with live or dead shrimp, so that's why he's called the Plastic Man. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris. Ryan, you know, you and I for weeks have been talked about the high river and expressed some concern about if we got an early tropical storm or hurricane, what the impact would be, and I think we kind of dodged a bullet on it. You guys came through pretty good down there. I mean, there was a little problem around Myrtle Grove, and access was cut off for a while, and you couldn't normally drive on top of the river levee like they normally let you do because the river was so high. But all in all, it looks like you came out of it pretty well. Huh?
Yeah, we did. You know, we just canceled a whole ton of trips is the only problem. But, you know, if you think about 40-mile-an-hour wind topped the levee, it didn't knock it down. It topped it. I mean, we get a storm, it's not going to be pretty. You know, that was no wind here compared to what a storm would be. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a hurricane, but for a little bit, and it was 100 miles west of us. So, yeah, we really need to get busy building that marsh back to protect us. But it mixed the water up pretty good. You know, it's a lot of trout, a lot of reds, you know, fish biting really well. Had a lot of birds working even on the west side, so. That the parking lot's full today. I mean, full.
Full of water or boats?
full of trailers.
Yeah, that's not.
I haven't seen that many people down in Burris in a while.
Well, the word gets out quick, and you know, I tell you what, if that water's as clean as what I saw over to the west of you, man, it was beautiful, and I mean, loaded with bait—pogies, mullets, all kind of stuff. Shrimp jumping out the water, look good.
Yeah, you still got to go a little bit to the west. You know, the boys have been catching them right out here in front, but most of the fishermen are to the west of us towards, you know, Lake Washington and Grand Isle area. But, you know, it's you just pick what you want to go catch and go make that run. You know, it's not that long a run. I mean, four guys in Cocodry got to run that every day no matter what.
Yeah.
But
how about that precious SAV? Did you notice any of it burned from the salt intrusion?
In some areas I did, but not much. I think it burned the lilies worse than it burned the SAV, mm-hmm. You know, the hyacinths. But the duck potatoes made it through, especially, you know, most of it was out the south side. So a lot of it, you know, on our side where we duck hunt,
it was protected.
Yeah. And I rode through there. I was down with Ducks Unlimited engineers because I got the permits to do my project. So we'll be it'll be finished by the end of the year, actually. We'll build about 4,000 acres on the east side. So,
what are they going to plant on it when they do that?
We probably won't plant anything. It'll grow. It'll vegetate in no time. You know, myself, they say that Roseau is not indigenous, so you shouldn't use it, but that means I'm not indigenous because they had Roseaus here before me.
Me too. I don't ever remember not seeing Roseaus. I don't know. Well, you know, I don't know how they figured they're not indigenous. If not, they have become such because they're a mainstay.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So on one area I'm going to take, and I'm on the sacrificial berm, I'm putting on the outside because I'm going to build land outside the coast, which really hadn't been done much. And I'll have a sacrificial berm to protect that area, and I'll put Roseau on it because it's such a good buffer against waves. So we'll do that, but we got a big group. We got 32 out today, so we're rocking and rolling.
That sounds good. Still a problem with the launch over there on the east side?
Oh, yeah. If you don't have a big truck, you can't launch. And then somebody poured a bunch of nails in the launch last week.
Oh, gee.
That's nice of them, huh?
Yeah. They, too bad there was no camera there to catch that, you know?
Oh, can you imagine? But you know what? The hype on duck hunting is going through the roof right now. I mean, Facebook is blowing up with it. Everybody's itching. I don't know. It must have been that little cool weather. The 80 degrees must have got them crazy.
Cool. Cool front, 80 degrees, looking at duck hunting.
And they got another one coming tomorrow. Everybody in New York's got 105 degrees, and we're going to be in the 80s. That's kind of ironic.
Yeah, well.
But, phones ringing off the hook, people wanting to book their duck trip. So that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Well, Ryan, take care of yourself. Somebody wants to get a hold of you and find out more info about Cajun Fishing Adventures, how do they do it?
They can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check us out, or they can call me direct at 504-559-5111, and I'll be happy to take care of their needs.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week, my friends. Stay cool. Stay dry. All right. There he goes, Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, coming back after this, we're going to make one last visit with Jack Fisher, the show director for Louisiana Sportsman Show in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome this weekend. Kind of give you a preview of what's going to be there this afternoon and tomorrow. Got another whole day tomorrow. So if you're fishing today, you've got time to make it tonight or tomorrow. We'll tell you what's in store right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And back with us is the show director for the Louisiana Sportsman Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo, Jack Fisher. Jack, we're getting closer and closer to opening up the doors at 10. That'll go till 9 o'clock tomorrow. Got a whole another day tomorrow. What are the show hours tomorrow, and who will be performing on the stage there?
Tomorrow is 10 to 5, and we have seminars going on all day. And today we're 10 to 9, open till 9 p.m. tonight, and with a lot of seminars going on today as well.
You know, I had a lot of people that were really missing the sportsman show in the Dome. You know, it moved to Gonzales several years ago following Katrina, and you guys decided to make a move and bring it back. And I think people have overwhelmingly given it a good reception and just say wonderful things about the show. And it's good to have that because, you know, part of it is going there. And I see people there I haven't seen in years. I don't get to see very often. But you put everybody under one roof and that whole outdoors community comes together. And that's one of the nicest things about it.
No doubt. Captain C.T. Williams has a booth that seems to be a hospitality booth for all of the professional guides. And come walk around and visit CT's booth, and there's no telling who you'll see in there. And they're doing Facebook Live all day long. As we said, we have some seminars. Today, Cliff Crochet is going to do two seminars. One is called Speed Kills. I'm sure he's going to tell us to slow down our retrieve. And the other one, which is appropriate for these times, is Muddy Water Tactics. There'll be a seminar by Captain Charlie Thomason as well. Captain Charlie's a great performer and a great captain. There'll be others all day long.
Now, Jack, the dogs. There's more and more people. I just got a text and somebody want to know what time do the dogs. Is this ongoing as far as the retrievers showcasing the dogs or are there performance times?
There's something going on the whole time. The dogs are there. Sometimes they're doing obedience demonstrations. Sometimes they're jumping in the tank, chasing a baton. He's performing several times during the day, and then in between performances, as many performances. And he gets
when he performs, it's great. He gets the kids in there, and they wind up getting wet, and the dogs are jumping around, and the kids are laughing and giggling. And there'll be hundreds of people watching him when he's on. And he's on several times a day with lots of things in between his official performances.
Got it. And, Jack, as far as heavy equipment, people that want to get things to do their deer plots, I mean, actually you're going to have tractors and side-by-sides and stuff like that?
We have tractors, side-by-sides, lots of implements for deer hunting. There's this brush-clearing device that I saw, which is spectacular. Lots of tractors and power equipment, mostly Kubota. Kubota seems to be very active in the hunting world.
Yes, they are, and they even use that hunter safety orange color, too.
I'm sure they did that just for the hunters.
All right. Jack, thanks again. I know you're a busy guy, and you're getting ready to bring the keys and open up the dome door. Make sure that thermostat's set at 72, because people want to get out of this hot weather.
You got it. Come see us in the dome.
All right, Jack. Thank you. That's Jack Fisher, the show director. Hey, I will be there. Hope you come by and see us. Maybe we'll bump into each other. Hey, don't forget, next week, Bayou Adventures in Lacombe, you are invited. We're going to have a little bit of food and drink. We're going to celebrate 30 years of the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. My daughter is flying in. She's going to co-host the show, Cherie. She began when she was 19 years old. She was the original producer of the show. And, boy, we've had a lot to talk about over the past 30 years. Somebody texted me and said, I figure 1,560 Saturdays since you started. And you must have missed a few. You know how many I missed total? Three times. And one was last week. Katrina was one, and there was one Christmas Day. Now, there's been twice where I had co-hosts that came in. Martha Spencer and Sam Barbera did it. Other than that, it's been me for 30 years. See you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.